This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is unprecedented, I believe, for us to begin this program with a lengthy missive from the White House Council of Economic Advisers. We do that, not start the program with economic policy wonkishness, because, well, the CEA does economic policy wonkishness like few others. No offense intended to those members of the CEA who might be listening. But that same Council of Economic Advisers started its day today with a Twitter thread of epic proportions, 37 contiguous tweets on the theme of inflation. It is the opinion of President Biden's economic team, it will not surprise you to learn, that yes, inflation is going to go up a bit for a bit as we come out of this pandemic, but then it's going to settle back down and everything's going to be fine. As you might have come to understand over the past weeks and months that we have been talking about inflation as this economy gets back on its feet, there is some macroeconomic disagreement out there about what is actually going to happen. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
In the short term, inflation is going to pick up. For some things, it already has.
Lumber and plywood is up 35% in 30 days. We've never seen anything like that in the last 20 years.
Robert Kelly owns Master Built Homes in Staten Island.
And it's not just lumber, it's sheetrock, it's roofing, it's copper, it's metals. It's really quite scary right now.
Some of this is just COVID messing with supply and demand. And this goes beyond housing. People are wanting to buy and do things more, but mills and warehouses and factories take a while to get back up and running.
I think it's going to be transitory.
That's Gautam Khanna with Insight Investment. Transitory. It'll eventually go away. Factories will reopen. And some of what looks like serious inflation now is just because we're comparing this with last year. And look, inflation has just been MIA for years. Here's Khanna again.
Central banks have been trying to get inflation to pick up, really since the financial crisis, and we keep undershooting.
Some people do not agree with this view at all.
We're doing roughly everything you can do to create inflation.
Larry Summers is a Harvard economist and former top economic advisor to President Obama. He points to trillions spent on stimulus and infrastructure, trillions more in household and business savings.
We're set for an economy on fire with the fastest growth in the last 30 years. Look at business surveys of the prices they're paying and the prices they expect to pay. They're at record levels.
Meanwhile, the administration and the Fed say inflation this year will be a blip. Joseph Gagnon with the Peterson Institute says their wording is strategic.
Inflation is kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy to some extent. If people expect there to be more inflation, there will be more inflation. So they're trying to damp that down.
So what will actually happen to inflation in the next year or two? Honestly, it's a massive economic experiment, and we are all in it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
We kind of buried the lead on why we led with that story today, and that's totally on me, by the way, my bad. Inflation and how it gets measured is going to start being a really big deal tomorrow morning at 8:30 Washington time when we get the latest reading on the Consumer Price Index, which is just like it sounds, inflation at the consumer level. And as Sabri said, the number is going to be a little screwy when you start looking year over year because a year ago this month, this whole economy was a little screwy, right?